So, most of you know that I made my first recording and then it got pulled and then my whole account got deleted. And that's frustrating. As an artist, that's frustrating. As a really honest person, being accused of dishonest activity, that's frustrating. And I've just spent 20 minutes trying to get back in because apparently you can't make a new episode with the web version on my phone. So I had to re-download the app. And I know some of this is because wonderful people are working from home and people who had apps that didn't have the most robust security or whatever, but it does not make me feel supported to keep running into all these roadblocks. But I had a friend message me tonight, and she's a healthcare worker. She's working on the front lines every day, all the time. And she's worried. And I said, we don't live in the same state. I said, what can I do for you? And she said, just keep posting and putting things up so that I have something to distract me when I'm not working. So, I'm going to read this chapter that does remind me of her. And, Anchor, I wrote this chapter. This is from my book. I am the author. I am the publisher of my book. When I wrote this chapter that I'm going to read, I was just thinking in general about how one of the things that guys do gallantly for their women is smash bugs. And then there are people, though, that don't approve of bugs being killed, even though they're bugs and they creep people out. Some people like bugs, and so no spiders were harmed in the making of this piece of fiction. But when I first shared it with my friend, she is someone who is terrified of spiders and thought I knew her story and was making fun of her. And that was absolutely not the case, but it was one of those times where the truth and fiction, they do overlap with each other. So I read this for her absolute enjoyment, and not at all for any negative reason, just because this chapter will now always make me think of her. And she battles so many things. She walks into homes to help take care of people who can't take care of themselves, and she doesn't know who all's visited between her visits, and she doesn't know, I mean, she knows that the people are sick, that's why they're calling her out there, but she doesn't always know what their issue is and if it's something that she can catch and how she can best help them. But she does amazing work, so I'm going to dedicate this chapter and this reading of my original work and what I did. Please don't take this down as soon as I put it up. I will cry from hashtag 25 Reasons Why Charlie Should Never Read Jane's Books to Jane by Phil Campbell. That happens to be me. Here is Along Came a Spider. Charlie, wake up. Mm-hmm. Charlie, wake up. There's something on the wall. Charlie opened a bleary eye in the direction of his alarm clock. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, Jane. Why am I awake at 4 in the morning, Jane? It just moved, Jane whispered in a panicked voice. Oh, Charlie, I think it's a spider. Please kill it for me.
Is it poisonous?
It has 8 legs, Jane offered, still clearly panicking. She could handle nosebleeds, monster movies, worms, and rodents. She drew the line at spiders. She pulled her part of the blankets up around her as she sat up in bed, knees under chin, like a child afraid of monsters in the closet. Oh, Charlie, it's moving. I think it hears me.
Do you think it hears me?
Maybe.
Jane's voice quivered hopefully. Good. Charlie addressed the spider. Hey, spider, if you promise not to bite us and let me sleep, I'll let you live. How does that sound?
Then he cocked his head as though listening to the spider's response. He turned to Jane. The spider says it sounds like a plan. It's just going to check out a few dust mites over there and hopes that we don't mind. He turned back to the spider. We don't mind at all. You go right ahead and explore those dust mites. Hope they're delicious. Jane was not amused. Charlie, you can't reason with a spider, and you can't leave it there. I won't be able to sleep. Charlie, please. Charlie. Jane sobbed hysterically. Jane, do you know what the odds are of that spider crawling up the wall, onto the ceiling, dropping onto you, biting you, and killing you? No. Jane paused, expecting an answer. None came. What are the odds? I don't know either, Charlie said. Can't be very good. Would you just go back to sleep? I can't. Charlie, you know I can't. Yeah, I know. It was worth a shot, though. Charlie swung his legs over the side of the bed and stretched. He was getting too old for this. He turned on the lamp next to his bed and pointed it toward the wall. Where is this behemoth spider that disturbed your slumber and therefore mine?
Over there, in the corner, about 12 inches above your elbow.
Oh, this little guy, a girl, a spider?
Charlie carefully picked the spider up by a leg and let it crawl from palm to palm. It's just a wolf spider. See this cat eye on the top? She's a beauty. Jane wasn't sure if Charlie really liked spiders or if he just liked to torment her.
You're harmless. Aren't you Octolegia? Yes, you are, and so cute.
It's a spider, not a puppy, Charlie.
I know. Dogs have fleas. Spiders, however, eat fleas. I prefer spiders.
What are you going to do with it?
I guess I have to flush it, give it a fighting chance to live.
Charlie turned toward the bathroom suite door.
No, Charlie, spiders can swim. I don't want it coming back up the toilet bowl and biting me while I'm trying to pee in the morning.
Well, then I'm sorry, Madame Octolegia, but Jane gets what Jane...
Stop, Charlie! You can't smash it now. Can't you just put it outside or something? Something humane? I mean, you just named it.
So Charlie carried the little wolf spider to the window ledge, opened the window, and placed the spider on the screen. Then he shut the window.
Lock it, please.
But Jane, Charlie protested, what if Madame Octolegia has a key?
You goof, would you just lock the window?
As you wish, my lady. As you wish.
I hope you enjoyed Along Came a Spider from 25 Reasons Why Charlie Should Never Read Jane's Books to Jane by Phil Campbell. The book is available on Amazon, and it's also available on my website, philcampbell.com. So if you enjoyed the last couple of recordings and you want to read all the chapters of 25 Reasons, I encourage you to order the book for yourself and enjoy reading. Please feel free to comment with any suggestions for future works that I wrote, that I published, or that you know that I have written but maybe haven't published yet, because there are a few of those floating around, inconveniencing electrons or filling up scraps of paper in various places. And that's it for me for this podcast. I hope that you have a great day and or night. We're all going to get through this together.